Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, January 31st.
Last Jan.
Last day of the month. It's not been a great month for us politically here, folks. But
true.
Yeah. But we've got a great show for
yes,
you today. We have a beautiful guest who's done a lot in her life.
Yes.
And I'm jealous.
Me too.
So there you go. You know, some people wake up with a lot of ambition in the morning, and some people don't.
You know what I wake up? Number one feeling you wake up with, go.
What's, me?
Yeah.
What's tired as hell, man.
Really? Okay, I wake up like complete anxiety.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
like buzzing the rest of the day.
Right. But you got to realize that your mind is not fully in charge when you're just waking up, you know? If you notice, like, after maybe 15 minutes, you feel better, right?
Not really.
No, you still have the anxiety?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I wake up with a lot of energy and anxiety.
Wow. So maybe I used to have that, like, every morning, the first thing to my mind is, okay, what do I have to do today that's not pleasant?
Whoa.
You know?
Okay, yeah.
That's what I would think every day.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't do it anymore, you know? Because
what happened?
I don't have that many unpleasant things.
Wow. Look at you.
I don't have the 9-to-5 job anymore, so I don't hate it, you know?
To be honest, I don't have a ton of things that are unpleasant. It's a generalized and irrational anxiety.
Right, right. Well, with you, that's a different situation.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, she's afraid of whales and everything, so
Shh,
we're
don't
not
say
gonna,
the word.
Okay.
Don't say
okay,
the word.
Okay, dolphins. She loves dolphins.
I love dolphins.
Yeah, instead of using a negative thing,
make
say something positive.
Yeah,
exactly.
True.
She loves dolphins.
Thank you.
Okay. So.
Thank you.
I just think people need to know.
Yes.
But, I mean, you've told us that.
Absolutely. I just don't like the name. It's very
right.
scary.
Okay. So, so you don't know why the anxiety is. Does it eventually go away?
It, to be super honest, not until I've done something pretty physical.
Mm.
Let's
so
get
how about,
physical.
So how about exercise?
So I, but that, so I don't do that, which is weird. I understand that, but I do. I should is
yeah,
what I'm saying,
right?
Or at least like a yoga vinyasa, like go through one like flow.
Right.
You know, I should, or I should meditate. I should.
You should because if
yeah.
that's what you're dealing with every morning, you want to break that pattern.
And I'm studying to be a Buddhist, and what I don't understand, I don't feel comfortable enough to just sit. I have so much energy.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the perfect time to sit, and that's what I'm supposed to be doing. So I'll try that.
Yeah.
I'll let you know
or
how
just
it goes.
Keep yourself busy. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know what to say. I mean, the thing
I should
is,
do a planned routine, and I've never done it because I have so much energy.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you know what?
You got to channel it somehow.
I do.
You know?
Maybe I'll start like Tai Chi. I'm going to try Tai Chi.
Yeah, huh?
I've decided. It's Tai Chi. It's Tai Chi.
Yeah, do something. You
I
know?
Should.
Yeah. I know. I've had to find things to calm me down too. And
yeah. I color a lot. Knit.
Do you really?
Yeah, I knit.
I picked the easy way. I took a shortcut. I went with weed.
Okay.
But, you know,
hey,
I mean,
I'm not saying that's not part
slows
of the coloring.
Me down.
Hey, that helps me with the coloring as well.
But I feel it sucks my energy out. You know, it really does, you know, because it makes your brain work overtime, you know, and overdrive.
Yeah.
So then it's just you feel like down, you
There's
know.
There's a space.
Yeah, tiredness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so that's why I get up tired in the morning. But once I'm out of bed, man, that's it. You know, I'm full of energy.
See, I'm a happy night owl. I do creativity at night. I just love the nighttime. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm always
you
like,
see, I used to do that. But in the summer, I do that because the days are longer.
Yeah,
so I
yeah.
work like later.
Yeah.
But now let me get to bed at 11. I'm happy.
Grandpa.
You know, get
I love
8
it.
Hours.
I
yeah.
Like it.
I mean, usually it's 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 in the morning in the summer. That's way too late.
See,
you know?
I love it. That's when I'm the best.
Really?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
you do like 4 hours a night?
I could do, yeah. I don't really need a ton of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind a nap. A day nap is fine with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right?
If I can get it in.
I know. I take naps too sometimes.
Yeah, they're the best.
I know. And you can't do that with a 9-to-5
no,
job.
No, not at all.
So,
or you
know,
have to be creative about it.
Yeah, exactly.
George Costanza. Remember he built a little, like a bed?
Oh, he did
in
his
desk,
office?
And he built a whole thing. Oh, God, sorry. I'll clean that up. I was so happy with myself.
Did you spill something? Okay, don't worry about
okay,
it.
Cool.
It's fine.
Okay, good.
We'll clean it up later.
So,
yeah, you know, I mean, what can you do?
You got to learn to do a routine. And
yeah.
maybe I'm speaking out because I need to do that. My Buddhist teacher would say you have the most energy is the best time to sit.
Right.
But it's not easy.
And plus channel it into, I don't know, making money maybe.
I know.
How do you have a lot of energy.
If I could make money, if you could make a dollar for how anxious you were, I'd be like Bill Gates. Hello.
Yeah. Well, I guess you got to... Well, you got to first ask what it is that you want to do and really love to do and do it until it happens. Don't stop, you know?
Right.
And our guest is in a very tough industry, and we'll learn a few things about how
she's going to give me advice.
Exactly. You know, I mean, that's the thing is that you have to pursue what you're doing. You never fail until you quit, you know?
I agree.
Because it's the game's not over yet, so you can't say I failed.
Exactly.
If you keep trying.
But there is a sense that... when you are in a 9-to-5, there's a sense of routine that
yes.
is actually really stabilizing. Mm. I'm really all over the place anyway, so it's kind of hard when you have a job trying to be an entertainer where it's all over the place anyway, right?
So
it's
a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah,
too. Yeah,
exactly. So you're waking
that's
up to like, did I get this email? Did I think about this? Am I getting a call back? Am I so? It's
yeah.
But that's exactly when you're supposed to meditate.
Yeah.
Even if it's for 30 seconds. So my goal is that tomorrow I'll tell you I will have meditated for 30 seconds in the morning.
Cool. Okay, that's not a big investment.
Yeah, I can do it. I can do that.
Yeah, you know, and
I can do 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Watch me like lose it at 10. I can't do this.
Yeah, and turn something negative into positive,
right.
You know, and that's what I'm saying. I mean,
well, follow the story.
Yeah, and I think if you'll conquer that, you'll conquer your anxiety, because your anxiety is also not good when you don't have a steady job, you know?
Right.
Because you're constantly like anxious about how am I going to pay the bill? How am I going to do this? How am I going
to
do that?
Like, how do I look to people? Like, what is it? Like, you think about your parents. You think about, it's like a lot, you know? It's
yeah.
not, if I were a lawyer and I was... But the same thing is, let's say you're a lawyer, you have a 9-to-5 job or 9-to-9 job, but you're also like miserable because you're not following your dream. That's a lot
right.
of anxiety too. So
that's
it's both
true.
Sides of the coin, you know?
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
I'd rather be doing this while still like being brave and living the dream.
Right.
I really would.
And you can do both, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing. People have to understand, you come to this town, get a job first,
yeah.
you know? And that's
mm-hmm.
why we have a lot of waiters that are very talented
or
actors
Uber
in
drivers.
This town.
That's
yeah.
a waiter.
Exactly,
oh, yeah.
you know? But you got to do something while you pursue a new career, because nobody's going to pay for your food.
That's right, honey.
You know,
you go hungry.
Exactly.
That's
so
right.
So you got to be realistic about it while pursuing your dream at the same time.
Right. And that's why I'm doing little jobs. Like this morning show for me was like, oh, like stable. Like I could, you know what I mean? So this
yeah.
is why you look for little things all over the place.
That's
but it's
true.
A lot of little jobs. So it's
yeah.
interesting.
There you go. But it keeps your life interesting.
Oh, my God.
Heck,
I'm fascinated.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You know, you don't want to be... You don't want to sit with a computer for 9 hours.
Some
man.
People do, though. And I
know.
My father loves to edit.
Yeah?
And I'm like, oh, God.
Edit what? Text or video?
No, text. He's
okay.
a contractual lawyer for like big,
right.
you know, really, really
top lawyer. So he likes to edit
lawyer.
That stuff.
And he edits contracts. And to him, he's like, yeah, give it to me.
Oh, my God. Thank goodness for those people like
I
that.
Know.
You know, who would do this?
I said, what did you want to be when you grew up, Dad? He said, I wanted to be an actuary. And I'm like, I don't even know what that is. And it's some like accountant with estimation with numbers, blah,
really?
Party board.
Wow.
But see, for that, that's a great for him. And he's succeeded
it
in
is.
Fulfilling that. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. You see, you got to find what you cut out
that's
for,
right.
you know? You really do.
Yeah.
So, man, I mean, the politics, you know, I got to tell you, this morning I woke up with anxiety about our president.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I was saying.
I mean, I...
So what made you anxious this morning? It's always every other hour. I'm like, check the news. Oh, my God.
I know. I think the firing of the attorney general.
Yeah, that was bad.
Okay. I think the silencing of the media.
Yeah.
I think...
Bannon going into the National Security Council.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
Bannon.
Yeah, yeah.
Bannon. Well, what do you say about Steve Bannon?
He looks evil.
He looks evil.
But Bannon is a policy advisor. He is not a national security, nor does he have any background in that other than being in the Navy.
Right. But you know what? I had good hopes that maybe Trump would have like down-to-earth advisors
right.
who would maybe like help him get
and
on the right track.
What made you think that? Because he, yeah.
I know. Because
you hope. Irrationally. He told you what he was giving you. He
told
gave
us
it like he
and
did.
He's given it to us
and now
even
people,
fast.
That's right.
Faster than we expected.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. I don't know. I'm just starting to think now of revolutions and everything that might happen.
You think
in
of
this
coups.
Country.
You think of anarchy. You think of yeah. You and me.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, my God, you know, this is not the life we looked for in America.
No, it's
you know?
Crazy.
Yeah.
What's funny is it is bringing people together from all walks of life. So he is.
Well, good.
He
finally.
Is, right. Everyone just hates him. It's so funny to me.
Unite us.
You know,
with
unite us with hatred. And it's not. I don't. Yeah. I'm not saying that because I do know some people are saying this is great. It's change. And I should only speak for myself when I say I don't like this president. However, I do think when you fire someone for going against your views and then put a press release saying she betrayed us, the White House, it's starting to get a little dictatorship.
It does.
So
it does.
It's, you know? It smells like it. It starts to get a little creepy. And I will say this. She knew she was going to get fired. She did that publicly. She knew he was going to either fire her or do something. She put that out publicly to make a statement. I'm not going to do this. And he took action. And he's allowed to do that.
Yeah.
They serve at the pleasure of the president.
Yeah.
But man, is that. And then he fired the ICE immigrations person today. Last night,
oh,
too.
Really?
He did it in like 2 hours after so that you don't notice because you're already up in arms about Yates.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. I mean, if he really wanted to have fascism here, don't you think he'd do it more like
slower
you know, more like secret.
Right, so my favorite comedian named Fahim Anwar, he's on Twitter, you guys should follow him. He wrote Lex Luthor to Trump. Dude, you gotta spread those things out more. Spread the evil things out more. It's so true. What are you doing going too fast with this?
Yeah.
It's because he doesn't have an attention span.
Yeah. Or maybe, I just think he wants to make his mark before he's removed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
There's also that
but
argument.
But I mean, destroying the country for the sake of him does not go well with me, you know?
No.
And
that's what you do when you get a narcissist with issues. He has mental problems.
He does.
That's obvious.
And, but that's, you know, but I thought even with impeachment or anything, wouldn't Pence then take the presidency?
Yes.
We're not like out of the woods yet.
Yeah, but Pence at least is someone I know. Pence is a horrible, evil human being to bleeding liberals. But he's predictable and he's a government guy. Mm. So he doesn't do random things like write a press an executive order saying, anyone from these countries, stop him. Like, you can't. They didn't even vet it with the defense, Department of Defense. No one was told about it. Yeah. It's complete chaos. He likes chaos, Trump.
Yeah.
And this is what happens. No one was told what to do. It's shocking.
Yeah.
So, and now
I mean, it's interesting times. That's for sure. You know.
So now, the Democrats just announced they're boycotting every Trump cabinet member, and they'll filibuster for any Trump Supreme Court. So now we're back in gridlock.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You figured we would be. You know. I mean, that's the thing. You know.
Yeah.
But that's for another show. How
it's
we
crazy.
Got here.
I feel like it's a soap opera.
Yeah, I think the historians are going to be like totally puzzled for decades.
Oh, they're cool.
How we got to this.
And it's not like it happens once in a presidential term. This is 8 days full, chock full of this shit.
Right.
Chock full.
But it was really, you blame it on the election and on the fact that, you know, who we had to choose, you know. But at any rate, folks, that's enough for politics without getting too... two out of line.
Yeah.
And because we have a great guest, so we're going to be joined by her right now. And we have Mara Marini. Welcome to the show, Mara.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
She sounds so sweet.
I know. This is like the most beautiful, sweetest, and cutest woman you've ever met.
Is she Canadian? Are you Canadian?
I am.
Yeah. Okay.
What is that all about, Tori?
She
must have read up
there
on you.
No, when you say, I mean, there's no one purer than the Canadian.
That's true, right? They don't hate anybody or anything. No.
It was really hard for me to keep quiet during that trial.
I bet you were.
Yeah. Well, you can jump in if you want. We'll go into it later if you want.
Absolutely.
No problem.
Oh,
but you're here about you now, and that's, you know.
But Canada has become like the anti, like Trudeau, man.
Trudeau.
Ooh.
Oh, he has my heart.
C'est cliché. Oh, God, he's hot as balls.
Now that's a leader.
Yes, that is a leader. That man is hot. And he's accepting refugees left and right. This man could not be. He's a feminist.
Right.
I love that.
I mean, compared to us, Canada is a very simple place to live. You know, I wouldn't say, you know, I mean, I'm sure people have problems and all this
stuff. Well,
there
was a shooting at the Quebec.
But our life is so complicated now, you know?
Yeah.
We don't know what the hell's happening.
But Canada is like it's the foil to America. They're getting more complicated because people are looking at them now.
Right.
They're in the spotlight.
Where in Canada are you from?
So I was born and raised in Winnipeg, which is right
of course.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Super cold. We broke a record. Two winters ago, we were -52, officially colder than the planet Mars. And I grew up there until I was 17. Then I was like, get me the F out. And I don't want to swear.
Minus 52. I can't stand plus 52. Oh, are you kidding?
I was dying. Whoa. It's so depressing.
Can you just explain, like, do you go outside in that?
No, you can't. What you do. Okay. So on the Weather Channel, it'll have warnings. Skin will freeze in less than a minute if exposed. Oh, so you get ready, and then you spend an extra 20 minutes putting on all your layers. Whoa. You know, your mittens and your balaclava and your whatever, toque. And then you...
Your toque?
Yeah, your hat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and you probably need, like, goggles, too, right? What would happen to your eyes?
No blindness.
I've
had my eyelashes frozen before.
Right.
Oh,
you know?
But
that's water. You can melt it.
You warm up the car in the garage. You run into the car. You drive up right to where you're going, and you run in. Like, there's no outside time. I just remember waking up to go to school, and it was pitch black and freezing. And then on the school bus home, it'd be pitch black and freezing. And I'm like, this is no way to live. And no offense. Like, I love Winnipeg. I love I had a childhood
but
there.
That's but that's hard to anybody.
It is just real, real cold. And I was never... I'm so affected by the weather. Like, I always say, the amount of clouds in the sky is exactly the amount of clouds in my head. It's proportional.
Really?
Wow. When it's bright out, I'm on my A game. I can do no wrong. But if it starts raining or snowing, even for a few days, I'm just like, I'll cry at everything.
Wow.
You know?
Really?
I can't handle it. I just can't handle.
You were not meant to be a Winnipeg.
God, no.
God.
And then I was like, I was so depressed, and I left. And I'm like, I've never been depressed again.
Wow.
Wow. How
that
amazing
is
that
it's
is.
It's very dark.
So you need the sunshine, Mara.
Yes.
Yeah, there
I
you go.
I was born for the sunshine.
There you go.
So at what point did you decide to leave? Was it the weather really, or did you have other things?
Well, since I was four, I was begging my parents to move to Los Angeles, and they're like, hell no. And
since you were four, what did you know about Los Angeles?
I knew that's where people went to be stars.
She's ready to go.
Are you kidding me at four?
Yeah. I knew it at four, 100%.
Wow,
come on. Oh, my God, at two. We know you know it from
you
the
just
womb.
Know it.
Oh yeah,
wow.
Your soul's calling.
Hollywood, right?
Whoa! I begged my parents to put me in acting class, and they're like, "No, no, no." And then I started when I was six, like memorizing Shakespeare out of my mom's big Shakespeare book, and she's like, "Fine, I'll enroll you in a class."
Of course, that's beautiful.
And I fell in love. And then when I was 17, I got accepted to York University, their theater program, and then from there I auditioned for the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, which took me to LA, and.
Wow, how cool is that? So she knew what you wanted early on, right,
Dory? Yeah.
There you go.
Amazing.
There you go. So this is good. So you went to film school, right?
Acting school, yeah.
Acting school, right.
Mm-hmm.
And that was here, or where was it?
York
yeah,
was in Toronto.
York.
I was there for a year.
Oh,
and then
I see,
when I was
Toronto.
There, I auditioned for the Academy, which was out here.
I see, okay. Did you like Toronto a lot?
I love
Toronto. It's beautiful, right?
Oh.
Have you been, Tori?
I love Toronto.
Yeah, it's
Toronto
a beautiful
place.
Toronto
in the summer is one of my favorite places to be.
Yeah, and it's
I
a
really
hip, it's
it.
A hip, it's like Austin, it's the new Austin.
It's so good.
Everyone wants to go to Toronto.
Yeah, wow.
I just loved it.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite for acting school? What kind of acting, there are different techniques that you do in acting. What is which one are you guys studying? Is it Stanislavski?
At the Academy?
Yeah.
So what's interesting is, like, you know, you go to Stella Adler Conservatory.
Sure.
It's all Stella Adler.
Like Meisner.
You know, yes. So this was everything, because what happened is you'd get all different kinds of teachers from all different...
Oh, that's
great.
Yeah,
so it was cool. You got Meisner, you got Stanislavski,
wow.
You got Stella Adler, you got like everything, Uta Hagen. So it was cool to
That's what
get
I was in, Uta Hagen. That's crazy.
Pick and choose what worked for you rather than just one strict thing, which was a little more, York was a little more method acting.
Yeah.
So it was nice to kind of be exposed to everything.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we're joined by Mara Marini, and many of you probably know her from Parks and Recreation. I've never watched it before you came or after you came, so I still don't know what the show's about.
That's blasphemy, man. That's one of my favorite shows ever.
Is it really?
Oh, my God.
So you know her.
I mean,
you know of her, or you saw her on the show.
Yeah, I've loved Parks and Rec. And yeah, and wow. UCB, I'm a UCB improviser, and Amy Poehler started UCB.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
So I'm a Poehler fan, man.
She's
the
best person on earth.
I can't imagine.
She, the writers of Parks and Rec wrote a note. As a letter as Leslie Knope after Trump won.
Oh, that's
and
so funny.
It's like my main top pinned tweet on my Twitter, because I just keep reading it over and over. It gives me hope.
It's
so good.
Leslie Knope is the best.
Oh, God.
That's the main character. It's about like a little town. Yeah.
Called Pawnee.
Pawnee. That's
a big
right.
town in Indiana.
That's right.
And Leslie Knope, you know, she works with Parks and Rec City Council, and she's just very positive.
Strong,
always a
feminine.
Yes. Always
she's, yeah.
a positive spin on everything. She's just, yeah. It was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. So you played the porn star there, Brandy Max,
yes.
right? You can just tell by the name that's got like four or five X's.
Four
there.
X's.
Four X's.
Classy.
So you would figure this has got something like not ordinary here. So
It was such a good
role.
So
tell us what you did on the show. I mean, if this is like Parks and Rec, how does a porn star fit into all this?
So it was just supposed to be one episode. And I came in season three, and it was like, You Heard with Purd was a talk show. Yeah. Morning talk show.
It's a running gag, yeah.
Leslie Knope, Amy Poehler's character, was on, and they were arguing art versus pornography. And then I was on the show saying, you know, you can imagine. And then shooting it, Amy Poehler turned to me and she's like, "You're really funny." And I was like, "Oh my God.
Oh my God."
And then Rob Lowe came up and he's like, "Oh, I almost kissed you on the head. I thought you were Amy Poehler from the back."
Oh my God.
And it kind of started going with this running gag because Amy Poehler wrote and directed the next episode I was in, which was running against her for city council against Paul Rudd. And they kind of went with this running gag of making us look similar to one another so that, I wanted to be like her and they would liken us. And, you know, Leslie Knope's like, no. And I'm like, yeah. So that was kind of the running gag of the show.
And it came, so that episode came from the Rob Lowe just thinking you were Amy Poehler from the back?
I think so, that's crazy. And then it became this, you know. So
that's hilarious.
You never know.
So now, I imagine this was not the first role you got. Obviously, people don't understand it doesn't happen overnight, right?
Oh, God, no.
You had to work hard in order to finally be discovered
hustling
in a major
so hard.
Show,
and
right?
that, I got through hustling, too, just that role, because I didn't have a good agent at
of
the
course,
time.
You didn't know
I never
that,
had
right?
any auditions. So I was like, you know, screw this. I'm going to. So I saw that there was a workshop that Dorian Frankel, who cast the show, was doing. And so I went and she's like, you know, you're really funny. Da, da, da. I was like, oh, lovely. And then I had access to the breakdowns, which was the most amazing time of my life because I got to see what was actually coming out. Actors aren't supposed
it's
to get illegal, that information.
Illegal, but everyone does it.
Yeah.
But now it's hard to find.
Yeah, because that guy who let us.
Yeah, everyone had him.
He's being sued for like millions.
Know.
So it's. Anyway. So I see this breakdown and it's all.
Breakdown is what who the character is you're auditioning for.
What's a breakdown? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So a breakdown for this episode coming up for Parks and Rec. I see Dorian Frankel's obviously casting it. And there was this part that just said, you know, porn star. And it was like all different races like and colors of hair. Like
pretty open.
Yeah, it was very open.
Right.
And so I made a fake email account. And I wrote Dorian Frankel. And I was like, you just met my client. She'd be perfect for this role. And I got an audition. And then I booked it.
Wow.
Get the fuck out so here. I was like, thank you, Jesus.
Wait, so first of all, tell me the fake agent's name. Was there a name? A first name only.
Charlene.
Oh, that's such a good fake agent name.
But I think people do that. You know, I get a lot of press releases and requests for interviews and stuff. And sometimes the person will write hi, I want to promote my book or something. But it's always more impressive when there's somebody else pitching the person, right?
Yeah.
So that's what happened here. Mm-hmm. You see, that was so smart of you today.
Well, thank you.
Wow.
I mean, you took a chance there, you know, yeah. but yeah.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, can you imagine if they discover this? They're like,
no, I think a lot of people do. We had someone on who got into the Bourne movies? What was it? And she pretended to be a delivery person and she passed her headshot in. Remember that? And she got
really?
The part. Yeah.
That's
incredible.
Awesome.
So people do all kinds of things, you know.
Yeah, you just got to attack it from any way you can. Every
angle. For sure. For sure.
There's no formula. You know, I'll get like some sweet. People will message me on Snapchat or Twitter or Instagram and they'll be like, how do you make it? I'm like, well, first of all, I don't think I made it. But second of all, there's no formula. There's no 2 + 2 = 4. You can have all the training in the world. You can be the most talented person and you still may not book something and vice versa, right?
Right.
So you just got to like... Again, attack from any angle you can.
There you go. You know,
amen.
And shoot and see what sticks, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You gotta really do a lot of different things. And that's what we were saying, you know, with all the energy and stuff. What the hell? Just pretend to be a PR and an agent.
I'm
and
thinking about it now.
Yeah.
I'm like, Charlene.
See, she's going to teach you a lot of things.
I like this, Charlene.
You can change your life.
Who would have thought we'd learn
so
life
smart.
Lessons from a porn star, right?
I know.
But, there you go.
She became part of city council in the end.
She did.
Really?
So, yeah,
she did.
She's in the series finale.
Wow.
So you really made a major.
They made a wonderful character,
like an arc out of her.
It was really lovely.
They also did that with that tiny midget horse. What's the name?
Oh, Sebastian.
Sebastian. For some reason, everyone in town loves this little mini horse named Sebastian. But it's like a deep love, like a deep, deep purity. So everyone's like, "Don't talk about Sebastian that way."
Yeah,
it's a great show.
Everyone's
very funny.
So awesome. Michael Schur was one of the creators. Like they're all just amazing people. It was just such a
and they all
treat.
Knew each other for a long, long time.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So how many seasons has the show been running already?
So, well, we we finished with season 7.
Yeah, oh, I see. Okay. And you started at 3, so you've been there for a long time.
Yeah, we pop in, you know.
Pop in, so I see.
You do little
okay.
spots, yeah.
Very cool. Really what other things have you been involved with?
Well, I guess start on Blackish, which was really, really fun on ABC.
I love that show.
Great cast.
So much.
That was so much fun. And then I guess start on Schitt's Creek, which is a show,
Eugene Levy.
Canadian show, but it airs out here as well, with Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara, which was so much fun.
Wow. Schitt's Creek.
Yeah. It's spelled S-C-H-I-T-T-S.
That's her last name.
Oh, okay.
It's her last name.
Okay. Why would they call it that, though?
Because we're talking about it.
Okay. So that's what they want you to think.
Yeah. It's the guys who did Waiting for Guffman.
Yeah. Up Schitt's Creek.
Yeah. It's the guys who did Waiting for Guffman and what's the dog one?
Best in Show.
They do the improv kind of stuff. You've seen them.
I see.
Oh,
okay.
God.
It was really fun.
Sounds good. So you had fun with that.
That was really fun. And then I shot Chips, the movie, which comes out. Dax Shepard wrote, directed, and stars in it with Michael Pena.
Uh-huh.
And that comes out March 24th. I have a supporting role in that, which was really fun.
Wow.
So how did you get that? Was that from an agent?
That was from, yes.
Like you upgraded.
Yeah.
So from like Charlie.
Now I'm sure agents are fighting over her.
Right. So
you know?
Like how do you, like point. That's my question. So let's say you get this role. Then what? How do you then network an agent out of it?
So for Parks, you mean?
Yeah. Like how do you then upgrade once you get a role like that?
So of course they called my agent who had done nothing for me at the time. And then he calls. He's like, I got an audition for you. I was like,
great.
Yeah.
Sure you're not
you
getting
did.
Anything sure out did. Of this one.
But he did. It was fine. So once I, and then when, especially after I got the second episode, I started, you know, sending out my stuff. There is no, that is one of the hardest things.
Right.
Because since I've moved here, I've probably spent thousands and thousands, because I used to send out my headshot and personalized letter. I would
spend so
hours and hours
and
trying to
really
contact
happens.
These agents. Then I would try to find all their email addresses and contact them that way. And it was just such a, but I did, out of like hundreds of emails, I would get like 2 or 3 interviews.
Mm-hmm.
But on hundreds of headshots, maybe like 2 or 3 interviews.
Right.
Too, yeah. But it's a lot of work. So there's no, you know, they always say, oh, it's through a referral. You just never know. Like, I adore my manager who I have now. I find, because I feel like it's like dating, right? You have to find that right fit.
Mm-hmm.
And they might be a great agent. They're just not the right agent for you,
right.
You know?
Right.
And my manager who I adore, it happened to be one of my close girlfriends worked as his assistant back, because now she's a nurse. She's not even in the industry. But back like years ago. And she's like, you know, he's really picky. I don't know that he'll, but I'll send him your reel.
So it's always someone that
And I just really lucked out with
gotta
that.
It's got to work out like that, you know, because think about it. The people that do have those connections, they come in before you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, by the time they get to the people they don't know, it might be too late.
Yeah.
You know, they already found
but
their
candidate.
But it
took candidate. Her chutzpah to get to where he would pick her.
Yeah. You go.
Thank you.
You gotta you got to stand out and be out there, you know. And everything, you know. So for those of you just joining us, we're talking to Mara Marini. You can do a Google search and you'll be blown away.
Wow.
Blown away.
Don't use blown away with a porn star.
Forget about the porn star I know. I mean, but you know what's funny here? Look, what Google suggests is suggested searches for Mara Marini,
oh, no.
Right?
Jesus.
Oh, no.
Mara Marini age.
No.
Mara Marini net worth.
Oh.
How old is Mara Marini?
Go fuck yourself.
Okay.
Why do they care?
I don't know, but people search for that
probably
stuff, you know?
Probably because it's online.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So everybody knows everything about you, right?
My search would come up Tori Shulman cleavage every time. It's so I was on lists.
Well, if that's going to be your brand, then make it your brand.
I was perfectly fine with it.
Yeah?
Very happy with it.
Yeah, if you're proud of your cleavage, you got to show it.
That's
you
right.
Know?
It's true. We're
there you go.
You
that's why I'm on the radio.
Yeah, and you can't be too private to have 41,000 followers on Instagram, right? I mean, you have to be out there, right?
Yes, people, you do. So
people
how do you get that?
Out.
Tell us about how you do social media and find that. Was it an early thing?
So I've always loved it. I've just always loved it. And I remember I had an account back in January 2007 on Twitter. And I was telling all my friends about it. And they're like, no one gives a shit what you're doing. No one cares. And finally, 3 years later, everyone joins. But I, you know, Twitter
but
sent
you
me
were
shirts.
There first,
oh,
right?
They sent me shirts.
Wow.
Like, I'm wearing my Twitter shirt. Like
here.
Ev Stone and then like whatever. They all sent... And so I just always loved it. So, you know, when Instagram came out, it just any of those
you
things.
You were first in line.
Yeah.
I was first for Friendster and MySpace. And Facebook.
That's what people are saying. I was there one of the first, and that's how they have such
exactly.
a followership
exactly.
now, you know? Yeah, because you've been there a long time. So
yeah, and I do love it. Like, I get some of my friends are really private. They don't like it, and I totally understand that. But I've had... you know, I've gotten work from social media, and just I love connecting people. That's something I've always loved from a young age. So, you know, I like this person and this person, whether it's, you know, for work or romantically, I like bringing people together, and yeah. I think it all kind of ties into work.
Yeah. So. And that's cool, because you're talking about the romantically, I see a lot of like videos coming up of you talking about dating and
so
things like that,
two,
right?
So I had two web shows that I wrote and hosted, one on break.com and one on playboy.com. Uh-huh. Called Inside Dating with Mara Marini, and it's a match with Mara Marini.
Wow.
Kind of uh-huh. just like tongue-in-cheek advice for guys, like what to do, what not to do in online
wow.
dating. Because I feel I am an expert on this.
Wow.
Really?
Like
so you've been doing on wow. online
for
dating?
For 1,000 years. Really? I'm 1,000 years old.
She's a turtle. She's 105.
My biggest question is, why the hell do you even need to go into dating? I mean, no, but really, I mean, let's be honest for a while. I bet everywhere you go, people hit on you, right?
Well, that is very sweet. But we are in L.A. in a very passive male
really?
Culture where I feel like a guy, he won't come up to me, but he'll swipe right on me on an app.
Amen.
On the East Coast, it's a little different.
Like
New York,
Coast,
Miami,
women,
even the South.
Well, but
here, nope. men, and plus there's so many beautiful women constantly coming
constantly.
In. Men don't feel a need to have to hunt.
It's
yeah,
supply
it's like they
and
go,
demand.
But, and that's what the online apps do. It's just like you swipe so fast. It's like these are people with mm-hmm. entire lives, and you just swiping, you know,
it
left on them or whatever.
System.
No,
the problem with the apps is anyone can take a great picture, but even aside from looks, like there's pheromones. There's guys I would never swipe right to that I meet in person. I'm like, wow, he's
exactly.
interesting. So it's not perfect at all, but it's a different way to meet people. And I only meet, you know, actors and
yeah.
stuff, and
we're all good looking. We're all good-looking.
So, like, so you're saying we assume a lot of things, and we don't really know that. You need to go through the motions like people that are not famous or not
like
as attractive
else.
Go through, right? That's what you're saying. It doesn't come easy to you any easier than
oh,
for anybody
no.
else?
No,
really?
I think it's just hard for everyone. I think in this city, I will say, it is the hardest than anywhere else in the world.
Wow.
It's not hard to date. You can go on 8 dates a day if
but
you want.
Relationships.
Right,
but
for
if you
want
a relationship,
right?
It is really, really hard for a myriad of reasons.
Right, and I see what you're saying.
And what's interesting is, what's funny about it is, you seem to always be ahead of the... Like, were you into online dating pretty early?
Oh, yeah. When it was
yeah.
taboo.
Yeah. When it was like, yeah.
That
like,
is
they
dangerous.
Sent you a shirt. Yeah, they
That's
sent you a
dangerous.
Shirt. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So, like, so my question is, what are some of your advice for online dating?
Well, it depends what your goals are. Because
okay.
I'm going to give a 21-year-old who just wants to get laid very different advice than
totally.
I give someone who like wants a relationship.
Let's talk about relationships because
okay.
it's so difficult really quick.
Yeah. Right.
Online dating. Just maybe top advice that you would give maybe
so,
for profiles or how you'd know or meet or what do you think?
Okay. There. First of all, it depends on what app you're on because there are a lot of fake profiles and I've been catfished more than once.
Wow.
So
wow.
that's kind of scary. So what I have a little system now. We don't have any mutual friends. If I can't find you on social media and I know that that's your account because
mm-hmm.
I've had people make other accounts and like message you from that account and it's all crazy. People like do this for their life, I swear,
wow.
this catfishing.
Wow.
So you got to be really careful. If I can't get that information, if you don't FaceTime with me, I will not meet you.
Uh-huh.
And
the FaceTime. I hadn't thought of
FaceTime or Skype. And then if they're super weirded out by that, which I've had some like guys that are actually great guys really be weirded out, I'll be okay, well then we'll meet for a hike. In the middle of the day, it's public. At least I get to work out in if you
yes.
suck.
But not
yeah,
too far
yeah,
in the
yeah.
woods. Not into the
no,
woods.
No, like Runyon.
Okay, Runyon. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like
no.
you only commit to an hour.
Okay,
and then
yeah.
you can
yeah, yeah.
get out
yeah.
if you want to.
And sure, you're already in sneakers.
Yeah.
If there's a
yes.
move, you go. You run.
Yeah.
yeah.
yeah. Peace out.
Yeah.
So those have kind of been, over the years, what I've...
That's so smart.
Gems of wisdom I've gathered.
How do you say... Do you say, hey, if he says, hey, let's meet for lunch, are you like, yeah, let's... How do you say... FaceTime in kind of a jovial, easy way.
You know what? I've been catfished a couple times
oh,
before.
Oh, easy. That's good.
I'd feel a lot more comfortable if we could
oh,
FaceTime
great.
For just a minute.
That'd be
yeah.
great.
You
that's
know?
Good.
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, actually, if he wants to meet you, why wouldn't he want to?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
yeah.
the thing. You get
and
to see more than just the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's smart.
And you can see that I'm like me too. So,
yeah. Yeah.
you know, you're not
right.
wasting your time either.
Although
so.
I have to say, I look terrible. On FaceTime.
FaceTime, I know it no
is not
one.
A
know,
drag
too,
no one.
Yeah, because it's like a selfie, you
they
know? I
terrible.
Don't know. Selfies, to me, don't look very good.
No, you don't like
people,
selfies.
Yeah, I
you
don't
gotta
like
You
got
to do it
selfies.
Like when in front of a really bright window and the sun is really good.
You have to have a high angle.
Here,
look
like,
what she did. She lifts her
sure
hand.
You are easier.
Very high up. That's
very
right.
Very high angle.
Yeah, well.
And who taught us that? The Kardashians. Again, they're teaching us left and right.
There you go.
That's very right.
Yes.
But if you guys do continue to look up Mara Marini, you'll also find out, and I'm blown away, Mara, but not surprised, that you're one of the hottest women on Snapchat.
Oh.
At least on according to a website called AskMen.com.
Which is very popular.
And is it really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow. So, Mara, I mean...
what are you doing in these Snapchats?
Yeah,
Well, she's got bikini shot. I mean, that's at least what they're showing here. But,
of course.
But you obviously got a lot of attention. I mean, to be one out of... like the top 12, 15, right? And it doesn't really matter what number you were at, but the point is that people notice you out of million of other people. It's a big deal, don't you think?
Well, it was very nice. I mean, I and no offense, you know, I'm not judging the people who do like a lot of body shots. I don't do a lot. You know, it's more just like, you know, this is my day. And, you know, sometimes cleavage pops in because it
just does.
But, but I wouldn't say that I'm, you know, constantly sexing up.
Yeah, so you
I can't see.
I know when you see the other girls, you can see they're trying to be sexy. It's they're all in. Really, I mean, now I'm noticing this. They're all in like very revealing stuff where you were just caught in kind of a natural sitting by the pool shot. You know, from the back.
You know why? Because they're not from Winnipeg.
That's true.
It's and, to be honest.
And besides, they're unknowns. Mara is already an established brand.
She's trained. I mean, this is a
and
smart
she doesn't
woman.
Need. Yeah, she doesn't. Need to get attention by, you know, so I'm sure the ones that devote their lives to Snapchat and to attracting guys that way are going to do well. But with you, it's almost like reluctantly or whatever.
Yeah, which makes it so much hotter. Doesn't it make it hotter?
Right.
Yeah, it makes it hotter.
I know.
Totally.
But, you know, I mean, and so you guys really need to look her up and see because she's very beautiful. But that's the point, though. I mean, you project so much more than just outer beauty, you know. And I think, Tori's agreeing with me because
I totally
you're very
do.
Sweet, you know.
It's hard, it's hard to find an actor, right? It's hard to somehow in L.A. find someone genuine and authentic and unphony who also is working really well and is beautiful. And it's like, but they're there. It's just like you see a lot of attitude from because everyone's coming here for the same reason.
Yeah.
So, but it's rare to see like a genuine, unphony type of person like that.
Yeah, right.
So mazel.
So mazel tov to everybody.
Yeah.
If you know what that means, Mara, you come from a Christian background.
Well, I have a lot of Jewish friends.
She's in L.A.
She's in L.A.
Catholic school.
Yeah.
So there was that, you know.
It's
so funny.
But yeah, you are in LA. I mean, how is
the discussion? Do you go back to Canada, visit home?
So my parents moved
to
Vancouver.
Oh,
but
nice.
So it's still Canada.
Yeah.
You know, it's a straight shot.
Milder
winters.
Yeah.
So it's a little easier. But my brother's still in Winnipeg. But.
So do you guys talk when you talk about America? And do you go? How is like? Is it cray cray?
Well,
yeah.
I think everyone's just kind of in shock that it actually happened, just like we are, you know. And then, you know, there's the Canadians that are like, God, Americans are stupid.
Yeah.
But no. But, you know, and just are like, why? But I'm like, you got to understand, so many of us are not like that, you know, because the media portrays just like, you know, Trump. But it's funny, in Vancouver, there's a Trump building, and each letter, you know, T-R-U-M-P, is covered with plastic because they have to take the name off because they can't sell any of the units in this building.
Oh, my God.
Because everyone hates Trump so much.
Oh,
that is so funny. You know, Trump's star is on my way to work, and there's a cop around it because people keep peeing on it.
Ah.
On the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it's interesting. Yeah, the name has gone. It's interesting. That's funny.
I mean, and you know what? It's pretty shameful that we have a president that's being treated like that, though. You know what I'm saying? That we got to the point where people treat the American president with such disregard, you know,
but he
and
treats
he's
us
earned it. Yeah, he's earned it. I agree with you.
He's treated us.
He's earned it, but it's just sad commentary.
But it's also, remember, he was the one who asked for 8 years to show a birth certificate from the president. That's to Obama. That's outrageously rude.
Right. But you know, I mean, but people call him all kinds of names.
But there's got to be some sort of thing where we change the rules as far as who can become president.
Right.
Like, you have to have such and such amount of experience. You can't be a doctor without, you
know,
years of medical school. You can't be. And now the biggest, you know, the ruler of our country with no experience. I mean, the rules have to be changed. There has to be something.
Right. But you know what? The thing is, though, is that the founding fathers have thought about all these things, you know, and that's why they built
wanted
it this way.
And they wanted anyone to be able
exactly,
to do that. Exactly.
You know, and politicians come from every walk of life, you know.
However, and I don't think they thought about this.
Most of them are judges and lawyers and things like that, you know, but this business people have always been part of that, you know. I mean, I remember Russ Perot ran and, you know, he was a little whack.
Some of the founding
too,
the founding fathers were mostly business businessmen on their own plantations or lands, but I don't think they thought this would happen.
And also, my friend brought up a great point yesterday. He was talking about how name a person who wasn't already a celebrity that hasn't won in office, like Jerry the Body Ventura, you know, Schwarzenegger.
Right. Ronald Reagan. Right, yeah.
So that's kind of an unfair advantage, too, because people have name recognition. Know this personality. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, the famous. And that's the thing about our country is, like, fame is a big deal. Right. You know, we really value that, and that's why we select people we know.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
And that's interesting, because what you said about the letters, like, Trump, the name, used to be 80s and 90s. Like, gold, it reminded you of richness and luxury. And now it's, like, reminds you of, like, chaos and being underprepared. Mm-hmm. And sort of the name itself has changed. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's interesting.
Yeah, I know. By the way, we're talking to Maura Marini, and you guys can go to her Instagram. It's Pop Gloss. It's also on Twitter, Pop Gloss, right?
Yes, everything's Pop Gloss.
Right, we'll ask you in a minute what that means, but I got to tell you, I got to close these pages because I'm totally distracted.
Very easily distracted.
If you guys want to see a beautiful woman, go there and become the 42nd thousand follower, whatever. But I would also imagine you don't have to work it so hard, right? Or do you? Because, you know, I mean, you're famous and everything like that. Do you find that your followers have grown more, like, organically after you were on the show and everything?
Yeah, I will say, like, after each show aired, you'd get, like, a kind of a big chunk.
Bunk.
Right. Like, oh, wow, I didn't.
Yeah, let's find out about her. And
So that kind of just happens, I think. Yeah. But,
and then it's like a critical mass, you know? And then you don't
Like, how many times a day do you Instagram versus Snapchat?
Well, oh, man. I used to be so obsessed with Instagram, and I still am, and with Instagram stories and stuff. And then I moved to Snapchat.
Yeah, I know. Everyone did that.
But then now, with the stories, now I feel sort of torn. I'm kind of on both. But I don't like how Instagram moved, how it's not chronological.
Yeah, I know.
So now I'm like, oh, I miss everything. Yeah, I miss all my friends' posts. And
so Snapchat's where it's at for you.
Well, I get a lot of news from Snapchat because I love Mashable, which is a techie, and they have their daily news on there. And I love, Tastemade and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'll get like their daily news from there, and then I'll check out my friends' posts. I do post a lot on Snapchat.
Snapchat's more than what it used to be, right? It used to be just the pictures disappearing and stuff. But
yeah, your 24-hour story.
Right.
And so I do post a lot on there. Mm. And then if I have a good one, I'll post it on my Instagram story. But I'm more selective with Instagram, whereas Snapchat's just like everything.
See, that's what people say. You're only supposed to post like once or twice a day on Instagram and then like a ton of it on Snapchat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't get my ass into Snapchat.
Yeah.
I had to work at it. I don't like it. Yeah. It took me like a month of forcing myself, and now I like it. But it was a learning curve.
Yeah, I can't get into it.
Yeah,
it's like. But I feel so old.
I think it's a question of taste, not age.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for example, I think like we were talking about online dating. I think a website that's actually a website, not just an app, I think people take it more seriously. Mm-hmm. Like a Match.com, they have an app too. But the thing is that the website is really where it's at. So people invest a lot more. I think on the apps, it's just like two words. It's almost made for hookups rather than finding someone.
Well, it depends on the app. I think each app is very different. Like, for instance, to Tinder, I wouldn't go on it unless you just want to hook up.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I
really
realized.
Turned into that.
Right.
Started that way, though. Grindr and all that, the way it started, was just to hook up.
I was on Grindr when it first started.
Oh, no.
Because it wasn't advertised as gay
started. Oh, no, it's a gay app.
And so this was 1,000 years ago, and I would get
T-shirt.
These messages like, hey, girl, you're so pretty, but why are you on here?
Oh, man.
And then I got a message, are you pre-op or post-op?
Oh, no.
And then I knew this was the wrong app.
Yeah,
I'm
in the wrong app. Tell me something. What about Bumble, for example?
So Bumble, I feel like, is a little more serious.
I agree.
It tends to be a better, like a more quality, when I say quality, someone looking for more of a relationship, something with substance, than a Tinder.
I hear that. Right. My friends are it's all Bumble, a lot of
I think Raya's it's good. Great. I like that the women get to talk first, although you don't really get to choose, you get to choose, I guess. You get to decide whether you match or not.
It's an LA thing because the guy doesn't have to do anything. And the guys don't do it in LA.
No, but I think that's a generalization. Let me tell you why. Many guys I know feel we have to do too much. All we want is one thing. Let us know you're interested. Then we'll do all the work.
So bump
but sometimes
for both.
Guys, yeah, and that's exactly what this is,
I see. I see.
You're showing that you're interested and you're making a move.
But then it's up to you.
I'll do the rest. I don't care.
I see. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I think...
Well, you got to get feedback.
I think the websites are hard because as a woman, any kind of woman, you are inundated with messages. And you have this tiny little thumbnail of a picture that you have to decide if you want to respond to this person. It becomes a second job. So at least with the apps, you're kind of vetting who can respond to you. And it takes some of that...
It's more fun a bit.
Yeah, they gamified it for sure. Yeah.
You see, but then again, that's a problem of a beautiful woman. When you're a man and you're searching, those problems are not problems. You know, you don't get like a million messages.
So let me ask you a question. What is the other one you said?
Raya.
What is? Okay, so now I'm old. I don't know Raya.
So Raya is a bit new. Okay. It's been out like a little over a year.
Can you spell it?
R-A-Y-A.
I am so embarrassed.
Tori. I don't know anything.
It's kind of geared towards the entertainment industry, creatives.
Got it.
Because they just started a work portion, which is you can connect for work reasons.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So you have to be accepted, like you apply and like they give in your Instagram. It's all connected to Instagram, so you can immediately click on that person's Instagram from within the app.
Oh, wow.
And you have a little slideshow with music of your pictures and stuff.
So that's cute. I wonder why you haven't thought of that. That's a great idea.
It's really cute.
Maybe spice up the picture part a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's really... been like, you know, of course you'll get douchebags everywhere, but kind of quality, interesting, at least people doing cool, interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Quality douchebags.
Yeah. I'll take that over douchebag. So Raya, I wonder why it's called Raya. That's great.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
well, look it up and see. Yeah.
So are you dating anyone right now?
I was dating someone last year, and then our politics actually or wide ended.
Wow.
It happens everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I figured that it has to.
So then there's someone I'm interested in, but I don't know if he knows I'm interested in him. So it's one of those things.
Oh, wow.
It's really awkward.
So will you let him know for crying out loud?
I figure he should know by now.
Really?
All right, let me ask you a question.
But you see, you expect us to read minds, you know? Maybe he's intimidated.
No, I bet
you
makes the moves.
He's so cute.
Let me ask you a question. What advice would you give yourself? Let's say you're like a girl calls you and says, hey, like on your show and says, hey, I'm interested in a guy, but I'm not sure he knows. What advice would you give yourself?
I would tell her exactly what I'm doing, which is like, you know, kind of put yourself out there. Because I know that a lot of the rule books say, no, let him hunt.
You got to go,
right,
too.
But I'm like, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Let him know. And I've asked him to do stuff. And we've done stuff, but then like I don't get any other.
Oh wow!
Invites,
then maybe he's not interested.
How could he?
Oh,
I know. But all I'm saying is, if she says he's so adorable
he
and everything,
is he gay?
No.
Okay.
And maybe if he's so adorable, then he gets this all the time. You know, maybe he's got his fill of women.
But she's got the it.
No,
the Winnipeg.
Yeah. So let us know in the last 4 minutes if someone wants to marry you who's listening now. What do you look for?
Yeah, what's your type?
Oh, man.
What would it take?
I feel like my type has really evolved. Yeah. Yes, because I was in a really long-term relationship where I kind of ended up being like the mother a little bit. Because I love him. We're best friends now, but like I had to do everything.
Oh,
so then I was like, I'm never doing this again. Yeah. And I went for the extreme opposite. Like very alpha.
Which I thought I wanted.
But then after like... Douchebag after jerk. You know, I was like, I cannot. And after narcissistic sociopath, which Trump is, I was like, I have to change what I want, you know? And so I do think, especially this last year, I've called in some, you know, if you want to put it out there, like in the universe, some much better options.
Okay.
But I guess they just weren't my match. So that's hard to say what my type is. Like, I do... they have to be funny. I know that's such a cliche, but my dad was so funny, and like I grew up in such a like goofy family. They have to have a good sense of humor.
Right.
Ambition is really attractive to me. Like just work ethic, you know. I'm such a Capricorn in that
me
way.
Me too.
Like,
I'm a Capricorn too.
I need that.
Me
you know?
Too.
And you know, my parents have been married. They celebrated their 40th wedding anniversary.
That's
this
amazing.
Year, and
42.
I just feel
so. You want to meet someone that you stay with?
Yeah.
Forever.
I don't just want a boyfriend to have a boyfriend. Like I want like a partner. You
right.
Know?
Yeah.
Best friend.
Like, yeah.
Do you plan on having kids? Do you want?
I'd
kids?
Like to. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's gotta hurry up. Come on.
You're feeling pressured.
Well,
every woman does.
I think every
point.
Woman
yeah,
does,
right?
You know.
Yeah. Well, look, it'll happen when it's supposed to happen,
yeah,
you
no,
know?
I know.
And that's the thing. You don't want to make the mistakes and rush into something and then have a divorce or two behind you.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But it's for good sure. that I think when you say, when you change what you want in from a guy, yeah. I wanted the cowboy Marlboro man.
Oh.
And it turned out they're all assholes.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize. So then you change and now I have like the sweetest, like you want kindness.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. So good yeah. for you. You'll find it. I know
Thank
you will.
You.
Yeah. There's a lot of great people in LA, you know, yeah. I mean, I know you're going to find someone. And if you don't, I'm available.
Yeah, so. I am too. I'll make a switch.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody wants to be with you. There you go, Mara. No wonder, though. I mean, it's got to feel good when you know you're loved and everything, and you're leaving a good impression on people, and you've earned yourself a good place in heaven, and what the hell, you know? If nothing else, right?
Yeah.
There you go. She doesn't seem like she can hurt a fly,
no.
you know? So.
Watch, she turns out to be a psychopath.
Yeah, right?
She kills us all.
Oh, no.
Mara, listen, we have to have you back soon, okay?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Because there's still a lot, there's so much to talk about still, you know?
Yes,
we want to hear your politics and everything.
Yes.
You know, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about it, although we got a pretty good impression of what side you're on. But,
I love her even more.
Yeah, you know, but I think today it's hard to imagine anybody that would actually go along with what's going
on,
you know?
I think there must be
somebody.
I mean,
here and there, there's a lonely voice that said, I feel more safe now, you know,
yeah,
after
yeah.
the ban. I don't know who, but they're saying like, I mean, they're showing in the newspaper
yeah,
like
New
opposing
York Times
views.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my
things
ex.
Like that,
yeah, your
you know?
Ex. That guy.
That guy.
It's that one guy.
Wow. All right. Well, Mara Marini, everybody check her out under Pop Gloss, at Pop Gloss everywhere. And, well, we'll leave the Pop Gloss explanation for next time because we're totally out of time. But Mara, any other things you want to promote?
I'm in a play that's going to be at Circle X opening February 18th called Liana and Ben. I play Persephone. It's like a twisted, Faustian, sexy retelling of the Persephone myth.
Wow. And that's theater?
Yeah.
Theater. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And then Chips comes out March 24th. And yeah.
That's wow, so how exciting. Cool is that? I'm looking forward to it.
Thank
Where's
you.
Chips going to be?
Oh, that's in theaters.
In the theaters, mm-hmm. yeah.
And I'm also shooting a movie called, there's a swear in the name, so I don't want to say it.
You'd say it.
Star, F, you say it.
Starfuck?
Starfucker.
Starfucker.
And I don't know when that's going to come out because we're shooting now. But.
She's like, if I whisper, nobody will hear
cute.
It.
And then when she said it, her eyes got all wide.
It's okay. You can say fuck on the show anytime
oh,
you want
man,
to.
I didn't know.
I know you didn't know. You struggled with
that's
it a couple
bullshit.
Times.
I love it.
All right, Mara, thank you so much again. Everybody, check out Chips coming out in March. And go to the theater, check her out.
Yes.
When is that happening again?
February 18th.
Okay, mm-hmm. so we got about 3 weeks or something.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Is it a one-night thing? Only?
No, it'll run for 6 weeks on the weekends at Circle X.
Wow.
Nice.
Yay.
Take your Valentine's Day.
Do we
day.
Get to see you in a bikini or something?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, it gets a little raunchy. So.
Oh, wow. Okay, count me in.
Oh, God.
All
I knew
right,
that
folks.
It sells some tickets.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Totally out of time, folks. Story, thank you
thank
as
you.
Always. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.